Okay, today's daf is Bechoris, daf Nun Dalad, and we are on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, four lines up for the bottom, Tnan Hasam. We will start. Again, this one's Shirim, are sponsored in memory of Lili Nishbas Yitzchak Ari Ben Menachem Mendel, Mr. Leo Schachter, sponsored by his grandchildren, great-grandchildren, the Austin Tannenbaum, Braun, Leichtug, and Greenberg families. So yesterday we started the new parak, the last parak here in Meseches Bechoros, about Meiser Behema. We switched over from Bechor and Pidyon HaBen, which was the topic of the 8th parak. Remember we had parak Aleph was about Petor Chamor, second parak through the 2nd through the 7th was about Bechor, Behema, Tehora. And along the way we talked about different Mumin, which might allow the Bechor, Behema, Tehora to be Nifta. We went first from a Mumin of animals to then Mumin of people. That was the 6th parak, and then the 7th parak we got into, that was the 6th and the 7th parak. The 8th parak we got into Pidyon HaBen, Yesh Bechor Lenachla, and then we got into Meiser Behema, starting with yesterday's daf. And we spoke about the Tosfos at the beginning of the parak, that this parak is here because Meiser goes along often with Bechor. Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach are really a unit, as it says in Parak Yezeo Makoman. Pesach has its own parak, right? Omasechta, Psachim, so that's why it's not here. But Meiser and Bechor go together, and that's why this is the discussion here. There are many parallels between the two. Now we got into a little bit yesterday's daf about Chutz La'aretz, right? Machlokes, whether it applies to Chutz La'aretz, the maskana that it is really a middle status. Rabbi Akiva agrees with the Mishnah, kamli kadesh and kamli karev, and it just has to be ne'echel b'mum l'bailim. We spoke about why we don't do Meiser b'zman hazeh. Why there was a takana, so to speak, not to do Meiser b'zman hazeh, unlike Bechor. What's the difference between the two? And we mentioned that takala is the ultimate issue, but maybe there are other options by Bechor, but there are no other options by Meiser, and that is why we just don't do it b'zman. We don't do it b'zman hazeh. We don't want to lead to takala. We also spoke about hektish chal al hektish. That was in the middle of the daf. How Meiser, what would be the halamina for Meiser to be chal on kachim? As the Mishnah said, that the mitzvah only applies to chulin and not mukdashin. And we wondered, well, why do you need a makar for that? Of course, hektish can be chal al hektish. We said maybe every carbon has a little, every animal, in the world of Son and Bakar, have a shaychus to Meiser, because it could be, ultimately, it could be the Meiser Karban. It could be number 10. So everyone is not earmarked already, but it has a connection to it. So that's why maybe I would have thought that Meiser could be chal on it. Kamash Balon, it cannot. And finally, we went into the relationship between Kfasim and Izim, and Chadash and Yashan. And we spoke about the relationship between Aser to Aser, Meiser Behem and Meiser Dagan, Laurentinus, and the Tanoim that compare them in different ways. Right? Sometimes Meiser Behem and Meiser Dagan are compared that the Maskana, just like we're not Mafrish Min Chadash Ala Yashan by Meiser Dagan, because after all, there are different halachos of different years, right? Year 3 and 6 are different than the other years in the Shemitah cycle. So you can't do Mechadash Al Yashan there by Meiser Dagan. So too, by Meiser Behema, we're not Mafrish Minachadash Al Yashan, and we don't put into the same pen Minachadash El HaYashan. Even though we mentioned that when it comes to Tzon and Bakar, aren't those more different than some of the Meiser Dagan? But we said it's comparable in one way, not the other way. But that's what we learned from Aser to Aser, the comparison between Meiser and Kasam Adaber. Remember the Gemara Darshans, interestingly, usually we say there's only one thing you can learn from, one halacha you can learn from Sukkim. Aser to Aser, this is the halacha that we learn, this Hekish, but more famously maybe the Aser to Aser is the Gemara in Meseches Tainus on Daf Tes, where the Gemara says, Aser to Aser, Aser b'shvil shetit asher. The top line of Tesman Aleph, one could give Meiser, give staka b'shvil shetit asher, so that, you know, one becomes rich. Atzer b'shvil shetit asher. And that's the only time in halacha where one is allowed to, so to speak, test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? The Isra of Lo Sanasu in Sefer Dvarim, and the exception to the rule is staka. One could give staka almanas. Aser b'shvil shetit asher. That's the katan of a Misha Berach. Misha Berach, I'll give staka b'avur you know, that the, and I want my family to get a bracha. Tosfos on that, Gemara there in Daf Tesman Aleph, and again we'll start our Gemara four lines to the bottom, seven in a minute. That Tosfos there quotes the Medrash, which talks about another type of Meiser. Right, we're talking in our Gemara about Meiser Behema and Meiser Dagan. What about Meiser Ksafim? What about Meiser Ksafim? That's not mentioned in Shas. It's not mentioned in Shas. Where does Meiser Ksafim come from? That's a Medrash. The Medrash in the Sifri, Hachi Isi B'Sifri. That's Tosfos on the top of Titus on Daf Tes. Amid Aleph Hakiz of Zefri Aser Ta Aser as called Tvuas Zarecha Hayotzei Asadesh Shana Shana Ainly Ela Tvuas Zarecha Shechay BeMeiser Ribis Uprak Matia VeChol Shar Revachim Inayin. How do we know all other types of business and Parnasa? How do we know that's also included in the Mitzvah of Meiser Tamalomer es kol Tavi Matzil Meimar es Tvuascha my kol Larabos Ribis Prakmatia v'chol Davar Shem Rabiechbo V'achanami Isa Ba'agada Hayotzei Asadesh Shana Shana Klomar Im Lo Taaser Sadcha Kahogan Lo Yielcha Ela Hayotzei Ben Asadeh Klomar Lo Yaseh Sadcha Ela Kefi Meisrus Shehayu Kodem Lachen Tehainu Hayotzei Ben Asadeh Klomar Mashi Teragil Lo Si Lamaaser Ben Asadeh. Fine, and that's what the Osek Liban Aser even S call Arabos Ribis of Pragmatia, and then another drasha Hayotzei Asadeh Shana Shana. If you don't give it, then you're just going to have what comes out the Meiser level, meaning it's going to go down 90% of your amount. Umaisa Vademecha. The Tosfos quotes a story. Shahaya Ashir Vayelo Sadeh Shasta Elef Kur Vayoso Ashir Notel Kuf Kur in the Meiser. Every year he gave 100 for Meiser. Umafrish kol shana v'shana v'chein asa kol yamav kishachalo lamus karo lebno v'yamarlo bini dash asada zusha nimorish lecha osev kol shana v'shana elav kurin he's aher shetafrish kuf kurin kasher asisi. It's all in Tosfos, right? The story that he tells his son, make sure you take off kuf. Umeis oso ha'ish v'aman ha'ben b'mkomo v'asa asadeh elav kurin kasher haya osev b'chay aviv v'hif v'shimenu kuf kurin b'shana shniya nistakel v'ra ha'ben she'maaser ha'yadavar gadol. The son started thinking, you know, this is tough. It's the younger generation. And it's hard to do this. V'yamar shalo yafir d'son acheres. I'm not going to give next year. Nismai tasadav lo asa ki'im mea kurin. It only produced mea. Nitztaer alav v'shavu krovav shekach mi'et v'lo hifrish ma'yisir bo kula metzlo milubashim levanim usmeichim amar lahem ki medum elish atem smeichim b'kal kalazi. Are you happy that at my ruin bin fol altismach? Right, what are you doing? Amrulo, nitztaer alecha, ki karamta lecha kol ha'ra'azos. It's your own fault. Mipnei malo efrashta meiser karaui heitev. Bo rei ki mitchila k'shebasad aliyatcha hita balabayis. V'yakadosh baruch hu kohen, shehaya ha'meiser chelko litein laniyim. V'yachshav shelo efrashta chelko, lo haya ha'kadosh baruch hu balabayis. V'yata kohen. She'ein sadcha oseh ma'isha yoseh mitchila elav kurin. V'yifrish lecha mea kurin. He gave you meiser. When you recognize who the real Baal HaBayis was, Hashem allowed you to be the Baal HaBayis. And therefore he just took for his Avadim, he took Meiser. But now you flipped it. You didn't give the Meiser. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to act like the Baal HaBayis. Tichsiv, v'ishas kadashav, lo yihiyu. As it says, Rashi goes a couple of shatim on Parshas Naso. Klomar, kishayinu mafrish ka'ogben lo yiyelo ela ha'kachim klomar ha'meiser. V'alzeh amur chachamim, ha'ma'akev Meiser Osav sof. Labo shalo yie lo ela echad me eser. And it quotes. So Tosfos quotes that whole story. That's the Tosfos here at Daf Tes. So Tosfos' shita is in the minority though. Tosfos sounds like it's a din daraisa. Sounds like Tosfos quotes the Medrash. It's not in the Gemara anywhere. But Tosfos quotes the Medrash. Sounds like it's a din daraisa. Both Meiser Behema, the top of our parak, and Meiser Dagan, which we'll talk more about the Shem today, and Meiser Ksafim, Meiser from any type of wages or parnasa. Again, a huge topic. We're not going to get into the details right now of what you could count for Meiser and what you have to take from. Many details related to that. But Rov Rishonim don't hold like that. Rov Rishonim say at most it's a din d'rabbanan, most it's an asmachta, and there are a number of Rishonim that say it's a minhag tov. It's not even a din. It's a minhag tov. It's a good thing. But it's a minhag tov, and that's why there are, again, this flexibility in terms of the chiyuv and what you're allowed to use, the chulu. Again, it's an ancient custom, but that's the different deos in the Rishonim. Daraisa is the minority pshita, derabanan, or minhag tov, as is described in the Rishonim. But that's also, that's the third meiser. Right? Our Gemara talks about Meiser Behemen, Meiser Dagon, and that's about Meiser Ksafen. Good. So now we pick up four lines from the bottom. So Tanan Hasam, related to what we were just talking about. Hey Tarmin, Mimin al She'en Omino. A person is not allowed to take off Trumas and Maestros. Mimin al She'en Omino, for something that it's not its type. And I can't take off, give oranges, assuming oranges are a chayiv. I can't give that for grapes. And I can't, give one for the other. We were just talking about min al she'en omino in terms of what combines for maestros. And we're going to ask a question from our Gemara, Be'ez Hashem, eventually on this. So the Mishnah says in Maseches Trumos that you have to give from the item on its type. V'im tarim ein trumas or truma. And even with the eved, it does not work. Minani mili, what's the source? Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yanai. V'yamri lo Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Kol chelev yitzar, v'kol chelev tirosh v'dagan. We know the pasuk after the Korach story where Hashem had to, again, emphasize everything, all the madanos of kahuna. So, all chelev. Chelev is the good, the delicious part of the yitzar, kol chelev v'tirosh v'dagan. So you see, chelev relates to yitzar and chelev tirosh separately. The oil and the wine separately. So Amar Torah, tin chelev lazeh, v'chelev lazeh. And that's how you know, not one onto the other. Right? That's Rashi quotes the other pasuk of Baharim Chem es chelbo mimenu. That's how you know it's referring to the truma. The Rambam, interestingly, has a different pasuk that he quotes. When he quotes this halacha in Hilchos Trumos, in Perek Hay, the Rambam, again, all of the mitzvah of truma, the Rambam holds, if you remember, it's one mitzvah. Hafrasha. One mitzvah to be mafresh trumas and maestros. The Ramban in the Shrashim, the Ramban argues, he said there should be two mitzvos. Nesina and Afrasha. She got two mitzvos. The Ramban in his additions, he doesn't have it explicitly. So maybe he was chozer about, but either way, the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos argues in the Ramban that there should be two mitzvos, Nesina and Afrasha. What's my raya? Many rayas, but what's my biggest raya, says the Ramban? Because right when you do the Afrasha, you make the bracha. And then that's it. And then even if you don't give it to the Kohen, even what about a Kohen? A Kohen is mafresh, he doesn't give it to anybody. You still do it. And what's the rule in Maseches Menachos? You only make a bracha on the end of the process. Only asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. So if the hafrasha and the nesina go together, then you should make a bracha on the hafrasha. You should just make a bracha on the nesina. It must be, says the Ramban, two separate mitzvahs. What's the problem with the Ramban? So why don't you make a bracha on the nesina? If it's really two separate and this is the final stage, you should make a bracha on the nesina also. But we don't find that. Even the Ramban doesn't say that. But that's the Ramban. And Mefarshim on the Nosei Kelim on the Sefer Mitzvahs says the Rambam has to hold one of three things. The fact that the Rambam only has one mitzvah. Either the Rambam holds that the Nesina is the Iker, that the Iker is to giving it to the Kohen. That's the Iker, of course. It's for the Kohen to have it. The Hafrasha is just the Hechi Timsi to be able to allow you to do the Nesina. The Hafrasha is Tchilas Nesina. That's the language of some of the Nosei Kelim. Or exactly the opposite. Or the Hafrash is the Iker. The Iker is to be Misakein your Kri. And you see that from the fact that even a Kohen has to do that, where there is no Nesina. The Hafrash is the Iker. And the Nesina is the Gemar Hafrasha. Not only do you have to be Mafresh from your Kri, you even have to give it so far away, but that's also part of the Hafrasha. That's Gemar the Hafrasha. That's another way to look at it. Or the third way is that it's two parts. It's two parts, two halves of the process. There's the Hafrasha and the Nesina. They're both crucial, but because it's one process, that's why it's only counted as one mitzvah. Either way, the facts are the Rambam counts one, and the Ramban says in Sefer HaMitzvahs it should be two, Hafrasha and Nesina, and he uses the Bracha as one of the Rayas, and the Rambam counts it as one. And that's why in Hilchos Shrumos, the first mitzvah, right, there are eight mitzvahs in Hilchos Shrumos. Two of them are mitzvahs Aseh, and the other six are lo sase. What are the mitzvahs sase? To be mafresh truma gedola, to be mafresh trumas meiser. That's the two mitzvahs sase discussed in Hilchos Shrumos. There are many mitzvos that are called truma. Right? The Mishnah in Chala, I think, says that they could all be mitztareth. Right? That in terms of, chiyah for a zor. But there's truma, there's truma gedola, there's bikurim, there's chala. They're all called a truma in a larger sense. But in Hilchos Shrumos, the Rambam talks about Truma Gedola and Truma's Meiser, Right? Challah is discussed in Bikurim, if you remember. Challah is discussed elsewhere. Interesting where you categorize. But that's the Rambam in the first two, and then you have all the other Isurim. All the other, you can't go out of order of the Trumas and Maestras, Azar Kani, Truma, Vechulu, but it doesn't count any of the details. But within the Halachos, now in Parak Hey, where we're up to, that's where the Rambam gets into the details. Ein Tarmen Elamena Yafe. Shenemar, Baharim Chem es Chelbo Mimenu. Right? The pasuk that Rashi just quoted in our Gemara. The Rambam quotes that to teach me you have to be mafresh the best. Right? Good. Give the Kohen something good. Vim ein sham Kohen Torim min hamiskayem. Based on the Mishnah. If there's no Kohen around, then it's better to take what's going to last than what's best. Take what's going to last. Different fruit lasts longer than other fruit. Aval bishyesham yafa she'enem iskayem. Kesad Torim te'enem ala grogoris. Right? Dried. You should give fresh figs and not dried figs. But if there's no coin there and you want it to last till a coin comes, then take the dried figs. Okay. But then the next halacha. Right? Better to take a whole onion than half an onion, even if half an onion is bigger. It doesn't say here specifically because it's miskayim. Is that because it's miskayim longer, if it's whole, because once you cut up, have it half an onion, it gets ruined? Or is there something significant about the act itself? Just like behilchas brachas, a shalim is more chashuv, so ti behilchas hafrasha v'nesina, maybe a shalim is more chashuv, even if it's smaller. Right, the Rambam here just says, it's better to give a shalim instead of a half. It's based on the Mishnayos, in the second parak of Hilchos Trumos. And then the Rambam says, "Ein tarmin mimin al she'eno mino she'ne'emar kedagan ma min kedagan min agorin v'cholu." Because a different pasuk, right? Ma if im tarm she'eno truma, and if you're mafresh min al she'eno mino, it's not truma. But the Rambam quotes the pasuk kedagan min agorin v'chamalei min ayakev. The Radvaz points out it's against the Gemara. Okay, because a different pasuk. V'yesh lo, he says, v'im tomar. How does that pasuk teach me anything? The Rambam quotes a different pasuk because he wants to include truma and shumas meiser in the ein tarbe mimin al she'eino mino. But he doesn't explain why to use a different pasuk than what the Gemara says. The Gemara has a pasuk that relates to truma gedola. Okay. But that's the pasuk, you're not ma'afresh mimin al she'eino mino. Says the Gemara, okay, the pasuk teaches me ashkechan tirosh v'yitzar. I understand by Tirosh V'Yitzar that there is you're not allowed to do Mimin al She'eino Mino. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Kol Chelav Yitzar, Kol Chelav Tirosh. There's a separation. Tirosh V'Dagon, right, which are connected in the Pasuk, right, the Pasuk says, Chelav Tirosh V'Dagon, right, Tirosh being wine and Dagon being wheat. Tirosh V'Dagon, Dagon V'Dagon, Minayin. How do I know you can't be Mafresh Mimin al She'eino Mino? So Kal V'Chomer. We know it from a Kal V'Chomer. Uma Tirosh V'Yitzar She'ina Kilayim Zebazeh. Tirosh V'Yitzar are not Kilayim exactly with each other. Ein Mis'asrin Mizelzeh. So then there's no Ma'asir on each other. They're not Kilayim, and yet you can't be Ma'asir one on the other. So Tirosh V'Dagon, Dagon V'Dagon, She'in Kilayim Zebazeh. Right, Tirosh V'Dagon, that's Kilay HaKerem. Right, Tirosh and Dagon. Dagon and Dagon, different types of Dagon, right, Chitim and Sa'orim, Sa'orim and Chitim, so they are Kilayim Zebazeh, so Eino Din Shalo Yisasu Mizelzeh. So surely if they are Kilayim, they shouldn't be able to be Maser on each other, and that's why it's based on a Kal V'Chomer. Right, Dagon im Dagon, right, Rashi notes here, right, are Kilayim. Gefen and Zesim, olives and grapes, are not Kilayim Zebazeh. Right, Kilay Kerem is only Kerem and Tvua grain. And Rashi says, they're not, Geffen and Zesim are not Kilayim Zebazeh. Dagon v'Dagon Kilay Zroim Mide Rabbanon. Dagon v'Tirosh Kilay HaKerem Mide O Raisa. One is allowed, as the Gemara here says, and as Rashi just explains, different types of, let's say, Tirosh and Yitzhar, but what about other types of fruit trees? So there are different types, it's not always noted, but the Rashi's Bikurim here notes it in a small piece, but it's in the Rambam, right? When it comes to trees, there's no Isser of Kilayim. By trees, there's only an Isser Harkava, there's no Isser Natiya next to each other. Certain types of Kilayim, Kilay Zroim, right, that's the Isser of planted kelayim within proximity of each other. We've mentioned in the past that certain types of kelayim on a daraisa level are also mishum maris ayin. The maris ayin element doesn't look like it, right? The mishnayos and kelayim talk about if I make the field like pointy where it meets the other field and it's clearly a different field, that's okay even though it's right next to it. Right? Part of it is how it looks on a daraisa level. Sometimes you have that. But that's by kilai zron, by planting seeds next to each other. As we will see, like chit and saora. But what about trees? Having lemon trees and apple trees right next to each other, that's not kilayim. Kilayim of trees, kilai ilanos, is an isser of harkava. The Rambam in Hilchos Kilayim, in Aleph Vav, the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Kilayim, where he discusses this, the Rambam says, Asur Yisrael lahaniach agoy sheyarkiv lo ilano kilayim. Oh, let's start with the previous halacha. Kilai ha'ilanos, harehim bichlal ma'ashenemar sadchol esitra kilayim. Ketzad, what's kilai ilanos? Hamarkiv, ilan ve'ilan. Kigon, hirkiv yichur shal tapuach be'esrog, o esrog be'tapuach ha'izalokim in ha'torah. Bechol makom, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. Either way, bechein hamarkiv yerek be'ilan, o ilan be'yerek, loke bechol makom. Right, two different types of trees, or a vegetable. I put a vegetable into the stump of a tree in order to have it grow. That is harkava. And then, also, a Jew can't let a guy do it. Umutter lizroa zraim vizera ilan ke'echad. Right, the zria of seeds of trees and zraim, that's mutter next to each other. V'chein mutter la'arev zare ilanos. Ulizaran ke'echad. She'ein locha kilayim bi'ilanos, ela harkava bilvad. That's the Rambam's. Clear. Aleph Vav. The Isser of Kila Ilanos is only by Harkava. Right? The exception is vines. If you want to say vine is an Ilan. By a vine is an Ilan, so then that's even with Tua right next to it. That doesn't have to be Harkava. Right? That's the, by Kila Akerem. But Kila Ilanos, that's just Harkava. And that's what the Rashi's Bikurim points out here, that Tirosh V'Yitzar Einam Kilayim Zebazeh. Right, as the Gemara says, Ayn Perakamet Kilayim, the Beis Ilanos, Beis Mine Ilanos Kilayim Zabazeh, Ach Yesh Lechalik Ben Harkava Lizria, Vayin Rambam, Balash Rashi, Valkar Chavraso Gamkin Al Zeruni Gefanim Im Zeruni Zesim. That's what's not Kilayim, but Harkava would be a problem. That's an important Yesod in Kilayim. Good, says the Gemara. So we just had a Kavach Omer. How do you know that you're not allowed to be Mafresh, be Minal She'en Omino, by Tirosh and Dagon and Dagon and Dagon. So we know that from a Kalvachomer, even though the Pasuk only talks about Yitzhar and Tirosh. Continuing. Rabbi Yoshia to Amar, Bekron de Rabbi Yoshia, who says that there's no Kilayim, even more limited. Achi Yisrachit of Asura Vacharazim and Paul Yad, even Kilai Hakerem, you're only Chayav Daraisa by Kilai Kerem if you take a grape seed, a barley seed, and a wheat seed all together and you plant it in one throw to the ground. You need chita and saora together, and grapes. So according to that, hechi ma'isilos, and the whole kavachomer doesn't get off the ground, because the kavachomer has to do with tirosh and dagon, which are kelayim zebazeh. They're not kelayim zebazeh, unless you add on something else. So the whole kavachomer doesn't work. So the Gemara says, okay, add in an extra line to the kavachomer. Ma'isilahachi, uma tirosh v'yitzar she'enam kelayim zebazeh, afilu al yedei davar acher, tirosh and yitzar, right, olives and grapes are not going to be kilayim, even if you throw in a third ingredient, as we just said. Because when it comes to kilayim ilanos, it's only if they're murkav together, they're grafted together. So tirosh v'yitzar, which are not kilayim zebazeh, even with another ingredient, ein misasur mizelzeh, and yet you can't be ma'asur one on the other. They're not kilayim, therefore they're maybe, could be friends. And yet they're not kilayim zebazeh, tirosh v'dagon, dagon v'dagon, shein kilayim zebazeh al yedei davar acher, but these, if you add in another ingredient, they are kilayim to araisa, eino din shelo yizasur mizelzeh. So surely they shouldn't be able to be ma'aser one on the other. So that is the makar. There's a machlokas rishonim exactly what Rabbi Yoshia means. Right? Does Rabbi Yoshia mean, it's not even aser daraisa? If you look at the Rishonim in Kiddushin on Daf Lamites, first of all, Rashi there on Daf Lamites says, I'm not sure where Rabbi Yoshia gets this from. Lamites Amar Aleph, Rashi says, V'taymi de Rabbi Yoshia lo yadana mehecha nafkalei, debinan beiz mine zroim. Why would you need a second zera? Right? It's kilei akerem. So why can't it just be barley and vines? Right? Why do you need more? Why would you need more? So Tosfos there says, because it says, the Pasuk says, Lo Sizra Karmacha Kilayim. So it sounds like it's Kilayim even separate after from the Karmacha. Lo Sizra Karmacha Kilayim. Don't put Kilayim. Kilayim has to be at least two types. Tosfos assumes that's what Rabbi Yoshiya's makar is. Tosfos there in Kedushin Daf Lam Mites. Nafgalei mi lo sizra karmacha kilayim mashma shezrias akerem atzma tehei kilayim. Right, that's what the, I'm sorry, that's what he quotes from Rashi first. Right, Rashi also has this, I was thinking. Right, tam Rabbi Yoshiya lo yadana mecha nafgalei divina bezmin izram. V'chartzan shlisi umapolis yad nafgalei mi lo sizra karmacha kilayim mashma shezrias akerem atzma tehei bekilayim. So Rashi does quote that, and then Tosfos says, V'nira, ta'i debay Rabbi Yoshiya chita v'sar v'chartzan, right, ha'inu dafka l'schai mishim kilay akerem, avo mikilay zroim mischai mishdei minim kamo chita sora. Right. If you want the kilai hakerem, you need the both things. But the chita and the sora by themselves would be a separate problem, even before you get there to the kilai hakerem. Like kilai hakerem be chal on it, because kilai hakerem is also bahana'ah, as we know, unlike other kilayim. Tosfos also says in the continuation there in the Ran that just for malchus you need this. For the iser, it might be, even without that. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Vishnei Mina Bialma Minalan. So we've said that you can't be Mafrish Mizel Zeh by Dagon and Tirosh and Yitzar and all the other types. So now in general, how do you know? Ask the Gemara, Vishnei Mina Bialma. Rashi says, She'eino Dagon, Pulim Vadashim. Right? Different type, beans and lentils. How do you know you can't be Mafrish, from other items? Right? All the items in the Pasuk we just mentioned. Tirosh, Yitzhar, and Dagon. But what about two other types of legumes or anything? So how do you know you can? So Gemara says, Hani Durabanan Ninhu. All other types are Durabanan, and the Chode Tekinu, Rabanan, Kein Daraisa Tekinu. And if they're Durabanan, we want to parallel them after the Daraisa. Ma Daraisa Shnei Minim, Ein Maasri Mizel Zeh, Durabanan Nami. So everything else is Durabanan, and therefore it follows the rules of Daraisa. What does it mean everything else is Durabanan? What are we talking about? What is this Gemara? There are 10 different Gemaras that weigh in on this issue. What is Chayiv and Shubas and Maestros Midaraisa? What does this Gemara sound like? What are we talking about? Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzhar. Right? That's all our Gemara says. And the Gemara says, what about other types? So this Gemara goes on the list of Rashi and Tosfos. Right? The Chazon Ish has a whole list. He thinks there are many Gemaras that prove like Rashi and Tosfos against the Rambam. That Rashi and Tosfos, that Dagon, Tirosh, Yitzhar, Chayiv, Daraisa, all other fruits and vegetables. Vegetables, everybody agrees with the Rabbanan. But all other fruits as well, oranges and lemons and apples, all other fruit are Chayiv and Shubas and Maisris, mi de Rabbanan. Rashi says that right here. Tosfos says that right here. To be Daraisa, eno Chayiv and Maisr, elo Dagon, Tirosh, Yitzhar. That is Rashi. We'll get back to that. But that's Rashi, Lashitaso, and that's Tosfos here as well. Yerakos, Tosfos points out that everybody holds his Rabbanan. But that's Tosfos, the Ramban. The Ramban also holds this way. The Ramban in Dvarim, the Ramban does have one suffix. Well, does have one suffix. He agrees with Rashi and Tosfos, only Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzhar, but he's not sure about Tirosh V'Yitzhar. Is that only oil and wine? What about grapes and olives? Are grapes and olives also Chayav Daraisa? Or it's only what it says in the Pasuk, Tirosh V'Yitzhar? That's the Ramban in Parshas Re'eh. Aval HaMitzvah, B'chumas U'maisras, B'chol Makom, Hein Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzhar. U'pirish Dagon B'lashad HaKodesh Chameshas HaMinim, Yuduim B'tfua, right, Dagon are the five grains. Tirosh Yayin HaKadosh, Asher Hashiku HaYikavim, V'Yitzhar HaShemen, Asher Bohen. Ve'ein min acher b'kol azroin b'kol aperos ilan chayevim in a Torah klal. Lo b'trumos, v'lo b'maisros. Ve'yesh brisos shnuyos b'taras kohanim u'b'sifri la'asmachtos v'hein mutos. Right, there are many asmachtos, but they are not halachically binding the Araisa. Aval adavram is ba'er b'gemara min ha-talmud, bavli, rushalmi, u'pshuto shal mikra, kachu. Says the Ramban, I have shas, bavli, rushalmi, and pshat on my side. Right, that's a pretty hard, pretty strong lineup. Shafilu zesim va'anovim ma'aser shalom elim in haTorah shi'asu tirosh v'yitzhar. There's the Ramban. He's noted to say, even olives and grapes, right, even they are only chayev d'rabanan. V'tiyeh bazeh nizhar shekvar ta'u bo Migdole Hamachabrim. Right? Interesting. Maybe this is where the Meiri got. I never read the whole Meiri, the Hakdama, the 60 pages, but he must talk about there, you know, why the Meiri famously only gives nicknames to Rishonim. He doesn't give, doesn't call them by name. He has Gdolei HaMachabrim, Gdolei HaMafarshim, he has Rambam, Rashi, Hafla, everybody has a nickname. Everybody has a nickname in the Meiri's world. But here, the Ramban calls the Rambam Gdolei HaMachabrim, right, which is the Meiri's name for him. But this is where the Ramban calls it, much earlier than the Meiri. Shekfar Tobo Gdolei HaMachabrim, right, he's referring to the Rambam. The Rambam says that all fruits are Daraisa. That's the Rambam Shita. All fruit of Daraisa, right? The Rambam in Hibochad Delos and Ilchas Trumos, the Rambam in Trumos Alifav. I'll read it from there. The Rambam says all fruit are Chayiv Daraisa in Trumos and Maisros. And again, it's against many Gemaras. Again, there are some Gemaras that support the Rambam too, but the Rambam says in Alif Vav, Kala Olam Kula Vachulu. So let me just find. He says in Hilchas Trumos, here it says, I'm going to, in Hilchas Maestros at the beginning, in Hilchas Trumos a little bit later, the Rambam says here, beginning of Parak Beis, I think it is, Kol Ochel Adam Hanishmar Shekidula Min Aretz Chayev Truma. There it is. All Ochel, that a person is Nishmar, right, excluding Yerakos. Kol Ochel Adam Shehanishmar, right, which lasts, doesn't go bad right away. Sheki dula min aretz chayiv betruma. Mitzvah seila hafrish bimenu, reishas lekohen. Shneamar, reishas degancha, tirashcha v'yitzarecha, titein lo. Ma dagan tirash v'yitzar ma'achal adam v'gidula min aretz, v'yesh lo bailim, shneamar degancha, avkol kayotze ben chayiv betruma v'chem emaisos. The Rambam says, dagan tirash v'yitzar are just examples, but it's not that that is the only one. So those are the two major shitas in the Rishonim. There are some other collector item shitos that are not as famous. The Raivin and the Kasuv Sham. Kasuv Sham is the Sefer of the Raivid, where he comments on the Baal Amor, and he and the Baal Amor argued with each other often to Chachmei Provence. But the Raivid and the Kasuv Sham in Maseches Chulin says fundamentally, I agree to Rashi and Tosis. There's only a chiyuv of by Dagan Tirash V'Yitzar. If you are mafresh from other fruit, it is recognized on a daraisa level, though what we would call a chalos daraisa, even without the chiyuv daraisa. But the Kasuv Sham says, I agree that if a czar eats any of those, only chayav misa by Dagan Tirash V'Yitzar. Right? They don't have the full status. Omer Ani, there's, on the ninth parak, there's one Kasuv Sham, two Kasuv Shams in Chulin. So it's the second one. V'Omer Ani, Shein chayav misa, El al Shumas Dagan Tirash V'Yitzar, V'chol HaTevel Shalohen. V'chutz B'Zeh O'Mizeh, Afin Nomar Shein chayav Torah, Im kar aleim shem, yesh aleim kedushas truma min haTorah. U'midama'as kishal Torah. There's still an iser for a czar to eat it, but it's not going to be the full status of the truma. Right? That's the Raivid. There are some Rishonim, the Shiva Kubetzes and Balmetzia said, quotes some dayas, that maybe it's only by Shivas Haminim. A little more expanded. Shivas Haminim have Chiyav Daraisa. The Uraim and the Sman quote, maybe they hold like Rashi and Tosfos, except by Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni maybe includes all fruit. Interesting chilukim. Even Yurakos, if I remember correctly, by Meiser Sheni. Either way, again, the pashas of this Gemara, of this line, is like Rashi and Tosfos. The other important discussion here is the Kol Tikkun Rabbanan Kei Daraisa Tikkun. Right? The parallel to that. Why is that? Why is Kol Tikkun Rabbanan Kei Daraisa Tikkun? So the Rashba writes in the Tshuva, so as not to be mezalzel in the Dinan Rabbanan. We parallel them, Dafke, after Dinan Daraisa, to reflect that it's part of the same system. That might be a different element, but I'm going to put them together. To reflect that it's part of the same system, so we parallel them in order for people to be mechabi them properly. The Rashba, Chelek Aleph, Simen Samach Aleph. The Rashba has thousands of Tshuvos. So all the way in Chelek Aleph. Number 61. He talks about the minog of Yontif Sheni, and he was asked about not putting on tefillin on Yontif Sheni in Chutz La'aretz, which is a huge chiddush, right? Bizman Hazeh, where it's only based on minog of Aseinu Biyadeinu, the Gemara says it Beitza, Shalchu Mitam, we keep Yontif Sheni. So is that strong enough to knock out the mitzvah of tefillin, Daraisa? Yesh koch biyach hachamim, laka darman haTorah, v'shev al tasa. Fine. But based on this suffake and minog is not a suffake anymore, that was the question the Rashba was asked. Lenin Yantav Sheni Shal Galias, O Afilu Shal Rosh Hashanah, Shesha Alta, Kivan Shal Also Oso Kechol Agabe Meis, Right, ma'o banachas filin. Right, we know this. For one halacha, yantav sheni, the Gemara says in Beitza, is like a weekday regarding kfuras ames. So mi amrinon asid araisa mavatal drabanan alo. So the Rashba says aser b'tfilin. You can't put on tfilin in chutz la'aretz on yantav sheni. It's aser. The kaima lon kamanda amar tfilin mitzvah aseishes ban gramahi vim niskavin banachas on l'shem mitzvah b'shabasas v'yom tovim over mishum bal tosif. The kiva de biyantav tovim da araisa ika mishum bal tosif. B'yamim tovim d'rabanan aser. Since on the yantav daraisa days it would be baltosif to put on tefillin, so too on the yantav d'rabanan days it would be baltosif to call my detikin ke'ain daraisa tikun de'ilo asila zilzule behu. If you would put tefillin on yantav sheni, people would not take yantav sheni seriously. Oh, that's not really yantav. I put tefillin on. Right, it's not really yantav. It's like a weekday. V'shev al tasehu, upuk chazi mayam adabar. And go see what people do, says the Rashba. Nobody puts on tefillin on yantav sheni. Right, and therefore, says the Rashba, I don't think it's not happening. Umeis shiny, demishim kvodu ikilu. I mace, yantav sheni is kechol shav yirabanam, because mishim mace, mishim kvodu ikilu. V'chei nami le'inyin, minyan shivasi me'avelos, derabanan ikilu. Also another kula by a velus and yantav sheni. Okay, not for now. But either way, that's the Rashba, important line. Called the tikkun rabbanan kein daraisa tikkun is shelo asi lezulzule bei. And that's why we treat the rabbanans like daraisa, and we always look for sources of the rabbanan in the daraisa. Right? Also, Rav Shachter likes to quote the Tosafot Rabbeinu Peretz and Beitza on Daf Lamed. Where Tosafot Rabbeinu Peretz says that Tosefes Shabbos and Yantif is half an hour. Half an hour. So where does that come from? It doesn't go to source for that. Where does that come from? Chatzi Shah. Where does that come from? So, it be quoted from this from Soloveitchik, but kol tikkun rabbanan kein daraisa tikkun. Maybe you work backwards, right? We know, the Mishnayis and Masechet Shabbos and elsewhere, that when you're karov to something, you're not supposed to get involved. Karov to mincha, you're not supposed to get a haircut or go to a bursaki or, and the poskim say that's chatzi Shah. That's a din derabbanan. You're not allowed to do that karov. So, that's a didra banan. What's the ke'en daraisa that's patterned after? So maybe they work backwards. So that's how we know that Tosefes, which is a din daraisa, Tosefes Shabbos Yantif is daraisa, because we have this didra banan that's half an hour. So what's the daraisa that's patterned after? So maybe that's how, you know, it was Rabbeinu Peretz figured out. He quotes that from Rav Soloveitchik. Quote that from Soloveitchik a little bit, maybe at least part of it. But either way, this is the one example. If you look there in Be'ikvei Hatzon in Simen Yudalid, he has a whole discussion of this, but again, Rav Soloveitchik was always very focused on finding the dinim. I mean, for sure, even for minhagim, this minhag is connected to which shita. But dinim d'rabbanan for sure, patterned after the dinim d'araisa, showing that the system is all one system. Okay, tefillin on yantif and on chol hamoed is also a big topic, but we'll leave that for now. Says the Gemara, Amar le Rava bar Rav Chanan labaya. Elameata Gabi Meiser Behema. So now, why do we quote the past 10 lines? We got into the Hafrasha, Mina Sheino Mino, because now we're going to get back into our Sugya. Elameata Gabi Meiser Behema. De Loksiv Chol Meiser Bakar Meiser Tzon. It just says Meiser Bakar Vatzon. It doesn't have the word Meiser by each one. Right, what was the whole Makar to be Mafrish, not to be Mafrish Bizelzeh? Chelev Yitzar Vechelev Tirosh. But here it only says Meiser once. So, so why don't we say that Bakar and Son, you can be Masi, you can throw them all into the pen together. So Amalei, Amarkra, no, Ha'asiri. So that word also separates. Tein Asiri Lazeh, Tein Asiri Lazeh. So each one is separate. Iyachi Kvasim Izim Nami, even Kvasim Izim should have separately. Why do we put them together? Vitzon, Mashma, Koltzon, Echad, as we said yesterday. Sheep and goats can be all put together in the same pen for Meiser, right? Not Bakar and Son, but everything within Son. So, Hachanami, Lema, Mashma, Kol, Dagan, Echad. So, just like we said, all Son is one, why don't we say all Dagan is one? And therefore, you should be Ma'biyari Mafrish, Dagan, Mizelze. Amar Abaya, 2 days. Amar Abaya, number one, Reishi Sum. The Reishis of each one. You see Rashi, second skinny line, Samach l'dagan, have reishi sum, lo martein reishis l'chol dagan v'dagan, b'seder v'yikach korach. Right, that's reishi sum, teaches me each and every one. Rava amar, v'lo reishi sum nami mashba, kol dagan echa lo matzez amrit. It's a svara. Rava says you don't need the word reishi sum to teach me that you can't be mafresh dagan mizel zeh. It's a svara. The Svara takes about 6 lines. Bishlama hasam amrinan vitzon mashma kol tzon echad. 5 vitzon is extra, and that would teach me put all tzon together. Right, and that's what why it's included in its ma'asu mizel zeh. These takarada kvasim ve'izim nami, because if you say kvasim and izim also need to be separated, so then lichto v'chol ma'aser behema, just say v'chol ma'aser behema, and we would know they have to be separated. V'chitim yiksev chol ma'aser behema v'mina afilu chaya, and if you want to say ma'aser behema, well we would have included even chayos tachas v'kachim gamar. No, we would have known to limit it from its comparison to kachim v'asi. This is all Rava talking. This is all Rava talking, right? That if bakar v'tzon are not ma'aser mizel zeh, why would the Torah not write stam behema instead of bakar v'tzon? Va'asi b'kal v'chomer mi'chadosh v'yashon, and then I would have learned it from a kal v'chomer, from chadosh and yashon, but that are not ma'aser. They're not kilayim zeh b'zeh, but they're ma'aser mizel zeh, but they're not ma'aser mizel zeh. So surely this bakar v'tzon lamali. So why does the Torah then have to specify bakar v'tzon? Why doesn't it just say behema? Bakar v'tzon hu dein ma'aser mizel zeh. Bakar v'tzon he can't be ma'aser in the same time. Avafasim ve'izim is asrin. But avafasim ve'izim are ma'aser mizel zeh. So Rava says, I understand that whole, the way it works, all the limudim. Aval hacha, but here by Dagon, mi sagid loksiv Dagon, limute sharminim. Of course it has to write Dagon. In our case, it could have written behema. It didn't write behema, so it must be to teach me it's separate. But here it had to write Dagon, limute sharminim. Dagon is not extra, so it wouldn't be teaching me that you have to be ma'aser mizel zeh. So, says Rava, even without reishi sum, I would have known that it is separate. So, maska la rafuna breder of Nachmin, Ema asks Rafuna, maybe it's exactly the opposite. Ema la arvo la bakar batzon. Maybe, look at Rashi, Ema la arvo la bakar batzon, klomar, minale la Rava de la hachik se bakar batzon. Rava's whole basis is, it says bakar batzon instead of behema. How does he know that it says bakar batzon dafka to separate them? De lo yis asru mize elze. Ema, maybe exactly the opposite. La hachi partinu kra, continues Rashi, behedya, la arvinu, de la asru ahadadi. He puts these two words together to say they can go together. Dia because of behema, havi maisinan michadash v'yashon, de min b'sheno mino lo, la hachi at karinu behedya, la memra, maybe it says it to teach me, de la asru ahadadi. Maybe that's why it says it. So back to the Gemara now, Amar le, marzut shor b'edur abnachman, la rava isle nami ho asiri. Now Rava also holds, like what we said before, on the top line, ha asiri. No, it's separate, just like ha'asiri teaches me it is it has to be separate from each one, so to Rava holds of that too. Igad Amre, different version of Rava, as we just had. Amar Rava below asiri nami lomas is amrit. Bakar v'tzon mis'asir mizel zeh. Even without that asiri, I would have known you can't put them together. I would have learned that you wouldn't be able to say misaser mizel zeh. The iskish rise of behemel meiser dagon, because I would have compared it to meiser dagon. My meiser dagon mimin al she'eno mino lo, af meiser behemel mimin al she'eno mino lo. So I would have said it anyway, even without that. V'arevu d'amar shana l'shana hekshesev lo davar acher. But didn't we see at the end of yesterday's daf that Rava only compares meiser behemel to meiser dagon in terms of the years? You can't differ from one year to another year. Hadabe Rava Meahi. Rava was Choserbo. He expanded the comparison. Yibayis Eima or Chadimine Rabbi Rav Papa Amra. Or Rav Papa said one of them. Fine. Either way, Lamaskana. Right. We have that we know the Mishnah said that Tzon, all Tzon can be Masasar Mizel Zeh. Bakar V'Tzon cannot be Masasar Mizel Zeh. Different types of Meiser Dagon are not Masasar Mizel Zeh. Meiser Behema Mitzarev Kimalog Gagal Behema Roa. How large area do you have to have your behemos in to be mitzarif? To be mitzarif one to the other. So mitzarif malo regal behema, as much grazing area, as much as they would graze in one area. That's what's mitzarif the meiser. That's the fine. The Chazon Ish here has an important comment in Chav Zayin Gimel. He says his mashma from this shir is that there's a chi of gamor in meiser. It's not just an eitz tova, right? Because you have to know if this is the amount. So then, you know, that's what's chayef. Right? What, if you want to do the mitzvah, you'll put them all together and then you'll give the mitzvah. It must not be just like, okay, if you want, you'll put them all together. If it's in this area, then you're chayef to do the meiser. Right? And if it's not this area, then even putting them together. You don't have to. So it's that's what he says from here. Again, there's other sources, but that's what how he comments. V'kama hi regal behema roa. How far is that tezayin mil? 16 mil. Hayu ben elu elu lamed beis mil ein mitzarfin. If there's 32 mil in between, it's not mitzarfin. The Gemara will talk about it. Just said 16. What do you mean 32? Hayu lo beemsa mevi umasu beemsa. If there's one animal that's mitzarfin in the middle, then that's misarif them. Rabbi Meir Omer, Hayardin Mafsik L'maisa Behema, the Yardin is Mafsik. Minani Mili, how do I know that that's the Shir? Amarav Barshila, Damakra, Ode, Ta'avarna, Hatzon, Al Yedei, Mona. We're talking about in Yirmiyo, we're talking about Hashem, counting his sheep. That's us. Ar Ta'avarna, Tzon, Al Yedei, Mona. V'kimul, Rabbana, Deshisar, Mil, Kashalta, Be'ena, Deroa. Right, the Chazal assumed that 16 mil, that's how far that a Roa could see, and therefore that is the Shir in terms of Meiser. Chashuk Yechemet here discusses about different items that need proximity. So, again, that's there's a lot to talk about there. So, it says, could you be Yotzei a Siyim for Tainus Bechoros on the telephone? I've gotten the Shaila numerous times, right? People who are not going to be able to be near a Siyim. Well, this year I had it from a Chayal on the Shul. You know, I'm going to be on a base, I'm not going to have a Siyim there. You know, what could I, is there a difference between telephone and FaceTime? Are you like more in it if you like could see? Again, that's, that one discussion. He talks that, well, what's the ikar of hishtatfus in a siyim? Is it that, or what's the poter of tainus he gets into? That sheshomim as a messiahim omer as a siyim, or you're mitztaref to the suda? Right, you hear it on the phone, so to speak. Or you're mitztaref, so he talks about, that discussion. He quotes Rosh Shlomo Zalman in his Mako. By a telephone on a siyum. That's one issue about proximity. And then he talks about the following case. There was a case where there was a big traffic jam, and they're stuck. And they're sitting there on the highway for like an hour. They're sitting there, and all of a sudden, Shki is coming. So a bunch of different cars, people get out of their cars, they realize they have to have a mincha. They want to have a mincha, but they don't want to leave their cars. They want to all stand next to their cars. So each one is going to stand next to their car. How far away do the cars allow to be? So usually you come into the same room. You're not in the same room. It's, here there is no room. You're diving in a field. Right? So if in a house, you should be in the same room. But here, right? So he talks about what are the shiurim? So there are 10 Jews in a field. The usual rule is like benching. If they could see each other and they could hear Shomon Eskolo, so then maybe it's good enough. Remember that Gemara in Sukkah? Maybe if you can't even hear the flags by Alexandria, maybe as long as you could see. So he gets into the discussion here and he quotes our Mishnah Bechoros Nundal Namabez. So then he talks about what hearing versus seeing. Sometimes you could see farther than you could hear. Right, so is that chiluk? Anyway, that's what he discusses. Maybe here it should be good enough as long as you can see. Okay, but anyway, this is the proximity. A lot of halachas related to that. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the two dots. But Hashem, we will continue. And again, we thank the sponsors again. Lila Nishpas Yitzchak Aryeh Ben Menachem Mendel. Okay, we'll stop here.